The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Wow. And happy Wednesday, everyone out there. You get to enjoy a very fun guest today. My name is Lindy Lewis, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I like to talk to people who are usually making a difference in our beautiful community in the North Idaho area and are usually pursuing some sort of passion or purpose based on their circumstances and their adversity. And that is why I always like to refer to Let Your Color Out, people who are just, you know, making lemonade out of lemons and entrepreneurial spirits and just recognize the value of creating something new. So welcome, Busy Gold, to our show. And maybe you could just tell us a little bit about you. I always like to hear it from you rather than try to give you a bio.
Oh, thank you, Lindy. I'm excited to be here. I know this has been a few weeks in the making. I'm glad it worked out. So I'm Busy Gold. I am regarded as a serial entrepreneur, which for some reason I've always had an aversion to that word. It sounds like a serial killer, which I'm not. I've founded 8 companies that have all become global brands. I'm the author of a few different books. One is the Tattoo-Worthy Brand Book, which is centered around this idea that you can build a store, you can build a brand, but you could also build a tattoo-worthy brand, something that people actually get on board with, build community around, and love so much that they eventually get it tattooed on them.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
3 of my companies to date have a large number of people who have actually gotten our branding tattooed on them, and I think that's a good sign of success.
Which brand?
So Booty, a lot of people have the term Bodhisattva tattooed on them, which, you know, we'll get into that a little bit more, but it's just a term that we call our students in the Booty brand. And then also there's a couple symbols that we use in Break Method. One is called the Eli Triangle, and I actually have them on my wrist, but there's probably about 1,000 people that have these tattoos on their wrists. And then with the Bodhisattva thing, certainly more than that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you come to us from kind of New York via Arizona and then up to Sandpoint over the last, 3-5 years?
We moved here in 2021.
Okay.
And we'd had our sights set on it for a few years. Like many people that found their way here, we used to come here during the summer. If you've ever been to Arizona, summers in Arizona are absolutely the worst. So we had been getting out of Dodge and going to Coeur d'Alene every summer. We didn't know that Sandpoint existed until one day we found ourselves with 3 days and no Airbnb in sight in Coeur d'Alene, and we picked the closest spot that had an availability, and we drove across the Long Bridge, and we thought to ourselves, why on earth have we been going to Coeur d'Alene all these years? What have we been doing?
That is the story of even my parents who moved here 60 years ago drove across the Long Bridge and said, this is the spot, we're going to land. And even before it was, you know, there was much economy here.
I know. And I've heard all the stories about how your family developed over in Bottle Bay. It's so cool.
Yeah. Our family, we've been here a long time. Dad built Pondre Vet Service, and, you know, there we're fortunate to have them both still with us and doing great. Probably listening to the show as we speak. So,
hi,
well,
Mom,
Busy.
And Dad.
Fantastic. Wow. This is what's so fun about my role with Let Your Color Out Life is I get to interview people, and I constantly find out just these magical people out there who are just quietly working behind the scenes to make people's lives better in some capacity. So thank you for all you do with that.
Absolutely.
And you've got the, just, we're going to get into it a little bit of depth, but you started your companies basically in Arizona, is that right?
So I started Booty when I was still living in Hawaii.
Okay.
So Booty's been around since 2010, and Booty, if anyone's trying to figure out how to spell it, it's B-U-T-I. It's an Indian Marathi word that means the cure to something hidden away or kept secret. It was usually used in reference to the term Jati Booty, which was used to describe Ayurvedic herbs. So this idea that the thing that you most need to cure yourself is hidden away in the muck and in the dirt. And I think human beings are pretty frequently led to look outside of themselves for some sort of solution when the reality is that solution is already within you somewhere under the deep, dark muck, and it's usually in the place you least want to look.
And we don't want to uncover that. You know, mm-hmm. I think we fear that place.
Absolutely.
Where we're most bright and shiny.
Well, yeah, because it'll feel like a vulnerability, mm-hmm. right? The reason it's under, we just refer to it as emotional mud, you know, that kind of experience of I'm overwhelmed, I'm stressed, which really those are just kind of these blanket terms that you deserve to go through and break it apart, piecemeal it out more, because there are other beliefs and emotions that make up that feeling of overwhelm that's too generalized. And typically it'll feel when you get to that place that it's too vulnerable, but that's really where the healing is, if you're Absolutely. Brave enough to go through the process of finding it.
And I think that's actually a perfect segue right into the business that you've built since Booty, which is the break method. Yeah, so maybe you could also
I started break method
on.
In 2014. And what's interesting is, you know, for those of you that, you know, may have gone out and created a business or had a business idea, my business creation process has been very contrasted to the typical process, which is, you know, you may have a pop of an idea and then you decide, well, these are the things that I want to build, and then you go research. I can't explain it in human three-dimensional terms, but somehow when something's populated in my mind, I see the completed version of it. So I've never had to actually go through the process of creating the steps and figuring it out. I just knew the whole thing at one time. So instead of having that light bulb moment that trickles into other moments, that light bulb moment was the entire thing. So I always say that I harness the power of future vision and bring it into the present moment. Because I when I first saw Booty, for example, I knew how big it was going to get. There was no part of me that had any questions. I did see the future, and then I had the task of trying to bridge the gap between what I had seen and where I was right now. And then that same thing happened to me with Break one day when I was having a conversation with somebody that got a little bit more heated about whether or not emotion was feminine or masculine energetic. And I just remember hearing her side and immediately having this cascading flash of different diagrams. And I had never thought about it before, but all of a sudden it was like in one flash, I was an expert on the subject and I couldn't explain it. And I grab all these napkins and start writing out all these diagrams. And then I went home and was like, what just happened to me? How did I just in one moment become
it all lined
an expert?
Up.
Yeah. And I somehow in that moment had a treasure trove of access to information that I had never learned in a book, never heard from somebody. It didn't come from any sort of traditional means. And I proceeded to write 87 pages of just brain dump notes on everything that I was seeing in my mind. And luckily, I do believe that strategic timing and placement in your life is a huge factor, right? I was already in position from my other businesses to actually put what I had seen into action. So I do believe that there's a destiny and a timeline that we all find ourselves on. And sometimes we question where we are only to find that that's the exact place that we had to be for the next step, almost like the passing of a baton in a race. Sometimes you feel like you don't understand why you are where you are, but someone's about to pass you that baton and you had to be standing with your feet planted right there on the ground. And this was one of those moments where I had built one of the largest yoga teacher training programs in the world. I was traveling every other weekend. Every weekend, we had 8 simultaneous yoga teacher trainings happening at the same time all over the world.
Well, this is back before, I mean, it was even, now yoga had become a bit of the rage.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, you really were doing it, you know, 2013 and beyond. I mean,
oh,
that
yeah,
was
and
back
even earlier
when,
than
even
that,
earlier,
too, yeah.
When
before
the trainings
Instagram.
Weren't even
that's how I try to get people to frame it. It's before Instagram.
Or IG.
Before the IG.
Well, that is manifestation. I mean, I think, you know, so often it's, you know, it's so clear, but there's such a fog in the process. And so once you see the vision at the end, you know, you just fixate on that, and that's manifestation. And then the rest, they really do. It's like you say, you're just – those rest of the pieces just sort of fall into place, and they're
– as long as you keep momentum. I think that's where people lose it, is they see the vision, and then they convince themselves that they're lacking confidence to keep moving forward. And I believe what's behind a lack of confidence is a lack of commitment. You're not committed enough to what you're trying to bring through to take a step out into risk and
that's
be courageous. It's not really confidence.
That's so, so well said. And we are going to take a short break. And then when we come back, I'd actually love to excavate that, because I think that that is clearly what you're speaking of is a little bit of the break method. So we can talk about that. If anybody out there listening to North Idaho Radio is ready to step in, this is a great interview to hear. So thank you, Busy, for joining me today.
Absolutely.
Real country music. Yeah, you got a chance. Cody Johnson, live. Friday, April 26th, in concert at Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest, Justin Moore.
also featuring Drake Milligan. On stage is Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena, Friday, April 26th. Cody Johnson.
My life was black and white, but she's the painter.
In concert.
On my way to you, till you can't.
VIP and reserve seats on sale right now at TicketsWest.com and the Spokane Arena box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest, Justin Moore.
Thank you.
Produced by Police Productions.
Bonner General Family Practice welcomes Dr. Benjamin Keggy to our team. Dr. Keggy and his family come to us from Great Falls, Montana, and have strong family ties to the Sandpoint area. He is experienced in caring for patients of all ages and can address a wide range of acute and chronic medical conditions and preventative care. If you're looking for high-quality health care, look no further than Bonner General Family Practice. Call 208-265-2221 or visit bonnergeneral.org to schedule an appointment.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The all-new Coast Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Coast Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Coast Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
Okay, we are back. Oh my gosh, that was such a crazy, I don't even know where to go with this interview because this woman just keeps getting more and more magical and fabulous. So the one thing before we jump into the break method and all of the people that she has influenced and helped over the years, but let's unpack booty yoga just a tiny bit so people understand. You started to talk about it briefly, but what is the booty yoga?
So booty is a fusion of cardio, so cardio sprints with functional movement, so movement that challenges your body across multiple planes of motion in a way that's more functional to how your body moves. So example of this would be, as much as people love weight training, the very linear movements that are repetitive in weight training are not all that functional for your body, right? Our bodies are built for rotational movements, cross-rotational.
Dynamic
yes. movement, right? So either isometric holds or things that are extremely linear, like doing repetitive bicep curls. In general, it leads to injury more than it actually helps you. So sure, if you want big muscles that make you feel good, that's fine. But functionally, that's not going to help your body as you age. So booty builds in that functional movement, which does bring the cross-body dynamic movements, spiraling movements, rotational movements. And it also obviously brings it into a structured vinyasa format. So the vinyasa is going to be the skeleton underneath which you seamlessly fuse yoga, cardio sprints, and functional movement throughout. So the practice classes range of 60 to 90 minutes. We have about 7,000 instructors globally. It's taught in 23 countries, but we have students in 83 countries. So to date, we have over 1 million students practicing booty, which is pretty amazing.
That's incredible. So it is an online program.
Yep, we have a full online program. So the online is available at booty.tv, or you can do it as an app. There are over 600 full-length workouts there. And within booty, I've also developed 8 other formats. So there's Booty, there's another format called Deep, which is a really powerful practice that pairs physical touch with some of those deeper core activation movements. Many people don't realize that they can't feel and therefore segment parts of their core. And I think a lot of this has to do with emotional disconnect. If you have a baby.
C-sections.
Right. I was just thinking
that's me.
Right?
Yeah,
so
there
are. If you have a C-section or even if you don't have a C-section, sometimes you disconnect from that part of your body because you feel self-conscious. Your brain actually cuts mm-hmm. off the signals because mm-hmm. you don't like the way it looks or it makes you feel uncomfortable. If you feel your skin roll over your jeans, so our brain just decides, I don't like the input that I'm getting here, so I'm just going to disconnect
right.
from it. So Deep helps you reestablish that mind-to-muscle connection with pairing the physical touch with whatever body segment you're trying to target. And then you have very small rotational and vibrational movements that help you reestablish that connection to the brain.
It sounds very restorative, actually.
It's very restorative.
Yeah, so it's actually an aspect of...
It's a sneaky burn, I will say.
Okay.
If you come to that class thinking, this is going to be incredibly relaxing, you're wrong. It will not be... It will be relaxing in a variety of ways while simultaneously generating a deep level of fire that's coming from restoring that connection to the mind, right? Those areas of the body are turning back on. And because of that, you'll notice even in very small movements, the feeling of muscle fibers almost vibrating like a guitar string. So if you've ever played the guitar, when we start to feel the brain fire up that connection, you will start to feel that subtle vibration under the skin. You know, wow, like there's something happening here. My brain is actually connecting to this. And you feel the tension. And you learn in the class format how to use your fingertips to actually get that tactile sensation to make sure that you are properly segmenting, you are properly turning on the right area to get the maximum burn.
What I love hearing you say, and I think this is just so important, especially for those of us who are you can never access that mind-body connection again. And it is true. Our bodies are so resilient, but you do have to slow down and be very, very present to attain this like deep, for example, practice.
And you have to be willing to meet the emotional resistance. And I think when it comes to a practice like deep, that's very much built into the format itself. How to acknowledge what's coming up and how to move through it boldly and continue on with the practice rather than leave the room and be pissed off.
Right.
And if you've been in yoga classes enough, you know that people do have somatic experiences
Absolutely.
In the yoga class. Sometimes
they
start bawling.
Yeah.
Sometimes people scream, run away.
I can't tell you. When I was doing my training, you know, it was just amazing. In a camel pose, just a heart opener, and I just literally broke down and sobbed. It was the most bizarre. I remember it was so powerful. I had to leave the class and I have no idea why. It was random. And of course I was all judgy about myself. Like, what the heck, you know,
you're supposed to be tough. What
right.
are you doing?
And mm-hmm. oh man, it just like, it's bizarre there. I mean, this isn't a cliche that is probably overused, but so very true, is there's issues in your tissues mm-hmm. and your tissues will, you know, when you start paying attention to them, they will move, but then the energy flow is back. I mean, you get that gorgeous ability for our muscles to actually do what they're supposed to do. So it sounds like it's a really...
When we experience our world, our perception of reality will then encode into memory. And memory, I think people often want to associate memory directly with the brain, which is actually false. The brain clearly plays a role in it, but your fascia and your cells also play a role. And this is why you can open up a physical area that seems unconnected to a physical trauma or a very tangible trauma you've experienced, and all of a sudden you have an emotional response. If you were to think of an animal hearing fireworks, right? I don't know. Are you a dog person? Do you have animals?
I do, and my dog hates them.
Okay, so most animals do. What is your dog going to start doing when they hear a firecracker?
Run.
They run
Freaks
or they start
out.
Shaking,
yeah.
right? Where you feel their body, their whole
yes.
body is sitting there shaking,
petrified.
Vibrating. The brain knows intuitively when something fear-based is happening, my body shakes so that I actually move that fear message through my body so it doesn't get trapped in my fascia, okay? Think about how often in our society, as soon as your kid gets scared, you grab them and you compress them and you hold them still. It's okay, you compress them. We actually need to shake to move trauma out of the body because that memory, rather than purely being housed in the brain, gets housed in our body and our fascia. So imagine this gelatinous water substance that will actually hold somehow an encoded memory in this, you know, gelatinous substance, matrix, and if we're not moving correctly, it will just get stuck there forever. And we won't notice it, but maybe every time we move our shoulder a certain way, our next thought is negative self-talk, and we can't pair the two together consciously. But if we do the work and we start to break it down in a systematic way, we can see that those two things are very much connected. So there's this process by which our memory, more so than the brain, it gets housed in the body. And this is why movement practices that are intentional, like yoga or like other types of somatic-oriented movements, are so important to help the person heal. Because the emotion is going to follow the energy and vice versa, right? If we move the emotion and we address where it's coming from, both intellectually but mentally, then we'll start to restore the energy flow. And I think it's important to remember that those things can go both ways, right? We could have blocked energy that ends up negatively impacting our emotional state. Mm-hmm. We can also have our emotional state negatively impacting our energetic flow.
Absolutely.
And I think that's why people have such powerful experiences in yoga, because you're addressing both the gross body and the subtle body at the same time.
I think that's something that we're so, in our very fast-paced, busy world, we do not allow that space to actually think about even, and to just open up to that possibility. But it is, yeah, it's crazy. And so that is, so that's one of the many things that you would learn by engaging in probably more the break method. Or was that still in Booty?
That stuff is all still Booty, yeah.
Okay, booty, that's still Booty in the classes. Okay.
Core is a somatic movement practice, and we actually have a somatic movement practice.
And you actually weave this language into it too? So as people are, okay, fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's great. So that's a perfect, you know, again, we're going to rotate. This Busy Gold has created so many amazing things. She's trained, as I found out on break, celebrities, worked with Julia Roberts, who is a big fan of the break, or the both the break method, but the Booty yoga for sure.
And Pink was another one that I trained quite a bit.
But all found you through Booty.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Say a little more about that.
So when, I think it was probably in 2013, maybe even 2012, I was driving to a yoga class one day and I had a bunch of friends in the car, and I got a call from Julia Roberts in the car. And, you know, she's got a very distinct voice.
Yes.
So when she called, I immediately was like, oh my God, keeping it to myself, but like, oh my God, this is Julia Roberts. This is really happening. And she was like, this is Julia Motor, you know, Roberts. And I just saw your video on YouTube. And I mean, I just want to move the way you move. Can you come to my house and teach me a booty class tomorrow at 9? I was like, sure. And I kept it together on the phone call. And then as soon as I clicked off, all my friends in the car were like, oh my God, what just happened? I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So that started a long run of doing booty with her about 6 days a week.
That's incredible.
She's a phenomenal woman. I think when you look at the celebrity space, because obviously I ended up being immersed in it for many years, you just see how attacked people get as a way of generating publicity. And I watched how the fear of ending up on the cover of a tabloid really drove a lot of her emotions. And it gave me a lot of empathy for the people that are on those magazines, because they like stalk them and it ruins your life, you know? And that was one of the things that I remember her telling me early on, was like, as our first spring break was lining up, she was like, you know, my goal is if I can just not end up on the not hot section this spring break, that would be terrific.
Right?
Like, fix my body enough that I don't end up like that.
Yeah.
And she worked so hard. We changed her entire diet. She had me going into her kitchen. I had full authority to throw away anything I didn't want, as long as I replaced it with something that she could have.
A better choice. Oh,
and that spring break, she ended up actually on the cover of one of the tabloids, is like, looking hot after 40. And she was like, oh my God, look. She actually brought it back to the house to show me. She was like, you did it. I was like, no, you did it.
That's incredible. We got to take a quick break, I'm hearing, but we will come back and we'll talk more about the Booty Yoga and the other stars that she might have helped make beautiful.
March at the Pondere Winery is an exciting time. Our first wine club release of the year will be shipped or available for pickup. Come see Joseph Brunelli's breathtaking artwork adorning our walls and enjoy one of our many delectable dishes paired with our wine of the month, the 2022 Washington Chardonnay. See our website or social media for a listing of music and events, or better yet, come by our 301 Cedar Street tasting room in historic downtown Sandpoint. The Pondere Winery, bringing excellence to the art of winemaking for the past 28 years.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy 4 or more units. Just text HOT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text HOT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy 4 or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text HOT to 200-300. Text the word HOT to 200-300. HOT to 200-300.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and KSPT.
Well, welcome back to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. I am talking and having just a wonderful conversation with Busy Gold today, the creator, like she referred to herself as a serial entrepreneur, but just I like to think that it's just like incredibly this gift of such creation energy that they just can't stop. And frankly, when you're open to it, it just keeps coming. So there you go.
Well said.
We just started, or I think at that last segment, we were talking about how she was dealing, Booty Yoga got picked up by Julia Roberts, and she has created all this beautiful beauty yoga, but it is so much more. Yoga, I think, in our culture can have such a, maybe even, you know, I'm a huge fan of yoga because for me it's intentional stretching, and I don't even want to address what kind of what it can have attached to it, but it is really, it's just an intentional practice to slow down and be comfortable and meet yourself where you're at, bringing the floor to you. If you need to go slow in a practice, it's a safe space to do that. So booty yoga sounds like a wonderful creation that Busy has made that teaches you to really move the way the body is designed to move, mm-hmm. almost like an infant or a toddler.
We always say sweat with intention. So many people, they approach their workouts as a place to get skinny or get ripped or something that's very
to look
vanity
good for
focused.
What? Yeah, absolutely.
When the reality is that the time you spend in movement, however you're doing that movement, if you're intentional with it, you can get so much more out of it than sweat. You can get so much more out of it than vanity. You can still get the vanity, but you can set that movement practice up to get something deeper, which for us is more that emotional healing component. People always used to tell us about booty that I came for the six pack only to realize that the six pack was the happy side effect, that I actually fundamentally changed who I was and found happiness on the mat, and then forgot that I even wanted the six pack abs and eventually got them anyways.
You just feel good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It brings a true body high.
Absolutely.
Without all of the the things out there that will help either achieve that or numb it. I mean, it's really, exercise is a huge, powerful endorphin. Mm-hmm. So now I want to go ahead and unpack a little bit of your break method. So it seems that, so this booty yoga led to more of this break method. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Because so people can certainly sign up for that as well.
Break method is a mental health program. So completely different sector, completely different clientele. However, I can see where I went from one to the other in a leapfrog that actually felt very natural. So, and I think we've gotten there a little bit. So with booty, you're naturally crossing over into the areas of understanding how emotion gets stored in the body and how our experience of the world around us ends up encoding memory into the body. So that's essentially the starting place that I found myself when all of a sudden I had this greater epiphany about what break method was to be. And for any of you that have taken a yoga teacher training program, there's a ton of information that circles around the energetic anatomy space. So the anatomy that we can't cross section and test with the natural sciences, but nonetheless very much exists. So
the energetics.
Yeah, energetics, esoteric medicine, right? So anything that is the energetic component of the invisible spectrum, so that which we can't see, but we feel and we experience and we know exists, even if we can't physically prove it.
And I mean, it's faith.
Yeah, it's faith. And there are so many cultures that have documented this for thousands of years prior to Western medicine with accuracy. So somehow they were able to find it, land on it, document it, and much of that information, especially from the diagnostic perspective, transcends that which we know now using instrumentation. So when you look at the energetic anatomy and the energetic sciences, you're thinking of things like Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, which also plays a role here because I did go to traditional Chinese medical college when I was much younger. So understanding the energy component of our emotional state is very much something that I was also trained in earlier because I was trained in five elements acupuncture, which is understanding how the organ systems correlate to the energy systems, correlate to the emotions all at the same time. So that was something that was foundationally a part of my schooling in the earlier years, which certainly influenced the way I taught my yoga teacher training, which set the stage for this epiphany
helped hatch it, really.
Absolutely. So I do believe that when we get the idea or that kind of zap from the ethers, there needs to be an existing foundational structure that you can plug that epiphany into and put it to work, which kind of goes back to this idea of, right, that somehow there's a destiny that doesn't make sense and you don't realize that, you know, the last three steps were all going to make sense for the next step and you just have to kind of keep going and trust the process. So as I started to bring break method through, pretty early on, because I already had a captive audience, because I was already traveling all over the world and teaching and lecturing, it was a very smooth transition to go from talking about what I had been talking about to kind of talking about this other side of emotional intelligence and mental health. And I very quickly found myself in a place where one day I was teaching a workshop and I had this woman that very much was like a turtleneck and pearls, like very, very uptight. Everything had to be perfect East Coast, you know.
Perfect on paper
just
life.
Perfect on paper life. And you could tell she doesn't like gray area. Everything had to be black and white for her. And she was a PhD and you could tell that she's like going through all this thing with me. And I think she thought she was coming there to prove me wrong or to see that something was wrong with what I was doing. Because she was a PhD candidate in the mental health space. And by the end of the workshop, she pulled me aside and she was just like, "Where did this come from?" And I was like, "Where do you think it came from?" And she was like, "Well," and you could tell she was like upset and shaking. And she's like, "Well, I am from this academic space and I can tell you it didn't come from us, but it's also not wrong." And she was like, she's like, "It's shifting my paradigm of what I think is possible. I wanted to come here to prove that you were wrong and this whole thing was nonsense." But she was like, "This weekend changed my life and I don't know how you did it, but somehow you pulled something through that didn't come from the traditional academic paradigm and it's correct And I hope you get to teach it more often.
That's fantastic.
And you could tell she was freaked out, almost looking at me like, are you an alien? Are you actually human? How did you do this?
Well, so that was a weekend that she spent with in this
training. Yeah, just a weekend. Yeah, weekend
workshop.
So
is that how this works? It's a weekend workshop?
So
or is it
way
a
back
curriculum?
Then, it used to be. Now, so starting in 2017 in January, we ran our first online version of it. Historically, it takes about 4 months total. So there's 4 modules, about 15 video teachings per module, and then you also have a series of one-on-one appointments. So starting in 2017, it ran that way. We ran it 4 times a year. Then starting in 2022, we started allowing people to just start whenever they want because we had such a huge influx of clients that, you know, kind of gating people and making them start at a certain time just didn't make sense for us anymore. So now you start whatever you want. It takes on average 4 months, but I've seen people finish in 3 months. I've seen people take 9 months, and we don't kick you out the door. You're not done. You're not done until you're done.
And what do you get from this besides just this amazing amount of self?
So break method is endurance. It is a data analytics driven emotional rewiring program. So you fundamentally change the way you think, feel, and see your world. And more importantly, you see all the ways that your childhood has actually influenced you away from who you were truly meant to be. And I think in today's society, we're very much programmed to radically own yourself and radically own these parts of your character that I believe we've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt in break method are no more than a brain pattern. And we believe our family just does this, or my astrological sign just behaves this way. And we've stopped believing that we're capable of changing, and we are. And I've seen it happen many, many times. And I think what people don't understand is that the way you came into the world, right, the way like spirit brought you here before you were patterned, that's something very different than what you are now, right? Now you're jaded to some extent. You've learned rules about how human behavior happens. You've learned rules about what love means. You've learned rules about trust. You've adapted a communication style that's very much you and feels authentic to you. Like, I'm just a direct person. I'm just loud. The reality is that these things aren't just. They're developed and they are reaffirmed over and over and over again by the way we see the world and the way we then pattern beliefs from that place.
Absolutely. Right.
So often we attract things that continue to reaffirm that. You know, you people that get themselves into relationship turmoil, if you're honest with yourself and you reflect back, maybe they changed their hair color or their eye color, but many people date the same type of person 5, 6, 7, 10
times. And with the same patterns too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is attracted usually.
And what break method helps you understand is it actually helps take all of humanity and break them down into 5 brain pattern subtypes. We actually map this information by a series of questions. It takes about 30 minutes, and we can accurately predict each person's brain pattern type. And even more than that, I can predict with a 98.7% accuracy all of your thoughts, feelings, all of your history without knowing any of it. So that's what really separates us from the traditional mental health paradigm. The traditional mental health paradigm is descriptive. You go and you're asked feelings, how did that make you feel? What happened then? You're having to fill in all the gaps. I can find out specific input relationships from your childhood, and I can tell you all of the events that you experienced to a place that freaks people out. So you're like, really, how could you possibly know that? And it's because our program is predictive, not descriptive.
I think that's so helpful. It just seems like it's kind of the high-speed track of mental health. And
it's
like the fast track. Yeah, because you don't have to. You know, I remember when I got diagnosed with the MS, I didn't want to, you know, the talk therapy. I mean, I just felt like I lived in that story. I didn't want to talk about MS anymore. It's like, okay, that happened. I shifted a lot of beliefs I held about myself that I think caused my nervous system to totally go haywire. And so I needed to move through it. But again, therapy is a wonderful thing. But for my personality, something that could have been a little more speedy would have been very helpful, I think. But, you know, again.
And maybe that's a good place for us to pick up is looking into where the therapy space as a whole has stagnated and created a vacuum in which companies like ours need to emerge, because you're not alone on that one.
Yeah,
you're not
right.
the only one that feels that way.
Right. And it's, and it is a little bit of the mental health paradigm at this moment. But we're seeing such a beautiful shift in our world. And I mean, all of these bright minds, which, you know, again, I'm talking to Busy Gold. This is such a, we're so lucky to have her in our community with this great wisdom. But we have to take our final break. When we come back, we are going to tell you how to get in touch with Busy and wind up with the last few bits of wisdom.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Oh my gosh, I hate it when it goes so darn fast. We could literally feel, well, in fact, I'll just have Busy back. Busy. And we were just talking about her yoga and where we can, I'm like, I want to try this booty yoga, but I tend to be that person who likes to do it in person. And we are so lucky in our beautiful North Idaho community, because she's in our community and she is teaching classes on Tuesday and Thursday, or at least the program is happening on Tuesday and Thursday at her workshop. And it is at, it's right. Yeah, you go ahead and tell us where it is.
Yeah, so at 3:45, I teach Tuesday, Thursday. It's free. We do live stream the class, so just keep that in mind. There are certain places that you can be situated if you don't want to actually show up on the live stream, so I know which mat spaces to give you if you're afraid of popping up on the online streaming. But the classes are free. We're located right across from the Bonner Mall. So 30640 Highway 200. Just come right in the front door.
It's kind of that Quonset hut, isn't it?
It's a big gray Quonset hut.
Yep. Well, come right in the front door. Those of us have been around, you drive by it all the time.
Yeah, it used to be Wildflower Boutique.
Yep.
So that's where we are. There are other classes during the week too, on Mondays and Wednesdays, that I don't teach. But honestly, all of our instructors are amazing. And typically I teach booty Tuesday, Thursdays. Last night I taught deep because I just needed need a little something different.
We often teach what we need.
Yeah, so sometimes I'll change it up, but for the most part, it'll be booty. But every once in a while, I'll throw it in as a deep class.
Okay, that would be fantastic. And we'd love I to will have certainly
you.
Be
Bring
there.
Some courage, because the first few classes that you do, if you want to think your way through it, you're going to get frustrated. This is a class that you feel your way through it. And I do make sure to prep everybody that first shows up that it's much like if you've ever run up the stairs and you're running really quickly. And as soon as you start thinking, wow, I'm running up the stairs really quickly without falling, what are you going to do? You fall.
Because exactly. You start to think about your planning. Or if you have to like walk across a beam or something, it's like if you're just doing it and then you just like look down, it's like game over.
Exactly. So this is much like that, where we need to stop thinking about it and trying to be perfect and instead follow the rhythm, move with the beat, and then just leave it as
fun.
It is. Have fun.
Maybe just enjoy yourself, which is, I mean, I used to do like Nia, which was a very fun kind of, I called it my free dance because I never quite did it the way she was, but it didn't matter because it brought me joy.
Yes, and that's the whole point of this. So
how lucky we have it right here in our community.
Come as you are, come ready to have fun, and that's all we ask.
And if any of you are interested, I heard you say you live stream it, so what would the booty
You can also go to booty, so booti.tv.
Booty.tv.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can activate a two-week free trial, and you can do the class with us from home if you wish, although we'd love to have you in person.
I mean, this is North Idaho Radio, and we are so lucky to have some of these magical people in our community. And if you are interested in the break method, what would be the best way to...
Breakmethod.com. We work with individuals, couples, and families, and you can set up a free advisor call to ask all of your questions and see if it's a good fit on the website.
Fantastic. Well, I am just grateful. I think, again, we're so lucky to have you on our team. We didn't even also, there's another aspect to it, but we'll just get you back for
We'll do another session on that one.
There's too much. We need to unpack. Yeah, we needed to, but that's a whole beauty thing for those of us. I'm 56 yesterday. And as we age, it's interesting. So we need to, support each other. And she's also got some great, it sounds like the booty yoga would be beautiful for those of us who are aging, because I think, I'm sitting thinking I need to build my muscle mass and this might be a way to do it. That's fun. I hate lifting. I hate gyms.
I hate working out.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's so ironic that I somehow accidentally became a celebrity
stumbled into
trainer.
It. And you're a celebrity trainer on top of to boot. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I think we've got just a few more moments. Well, just actually, we are literally out of time today. Thank you again, Busy, for joining us.
Thank you so much for
having
me. All
right. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. We will have this on I will repost this video on my website, which is letyourcolorout.com, or you can just go to Let Your Color Out on Instagram and you can hear this again and get connected with Busy. I'm sure we can even tag you, which is Busy.
Oh, yeah,
Nova.
Please do, at Busygold.
Busygold.com. All right. Thank you both. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day.